utmost for his highest. August the 11th. This experience must come. And he saw him no more. 2 Kings 2, verse 12. It is not wrong to depend upon Elijah, as long as God gives him to you. But remember, the time will come when he will have to go, when he stands no more to you as your guide and leader, because God does not intend he should. You say, I cannot go on without Elijah. God says, you must. Alone at your Jordan. Jordan is the type of separation where there is no fellowship with anyone else, and where no one can take the responsibility for you. You have to put to the test now what you learned when you were with your Elijah. You have been to the Jordan over and over again with Elijah, but now you are up against it alone. It is no use saying you cannot go. This experience has come and you must go. If you want to know whether God is the God you have faith to believe him to be, then go through your Jordan alone. Alone at your Jericho. Jericho is the place where you have seen your Elijah do great things. When you come to your Jericho, you have a strong disinclination to take the initiative and trust in God. You want someone else to take it for you. If you remain true to what you learned with Elijah, you will get the sign that God is with you. Alone at your Bethel. At your Bethel, you will find yourself at your wit's end and at the beginning of God's wisdom. When you get to your wit's end and feel inclined to succumb to panic, don't. Stand true to God, and he will bring his truth out in a way that will make your life a sacrament. Put into practice what you learned with your Elijah. Use his cloak and pray. Determine to trust in God, and do not look for Elijah anymore.